The pictures compete for your attention. YouTube testimonials from government soldiers speaking in front of Russian cameras. All soldiers in the Syrian army are brothers, he says. We serve together for 10 or 20 days or 4 years. It doesn't matter. We are all brothers, all equal here. No chosen ones. Pro-government fighters speaking to Russian television. And you can find the voices of opposition militia speaking to Western news organizations as well.
One thing about being in war zones is the unexpected always happens.
And then there are the anonymous voices, ISIS, with another message of death and fight on. The city of Aleppo smells the same whatever part you are in. Desert dust mixed with the smoke of burning garbage, fetid clouds of equal parts sewage and cigarette smoke are blown by breezes. There is no fresh air in Aleppo. But in Berlin, Germany, there is fresh air, where these people cry out freedom forever, despite you, Assad. They are demanding an end to the siege of East Aleppo in Syria at a demonstration over the weekend. Saif al-Din says he left his home in East Aleppo over a year ago. He lives in Dresden, Germany now as a refugee along with his children, both of whom were injured in a bomb attack. He came to Germany to seek medical treatment for them. He came to the demonstration so that the world doesn't forget Aleppo.
I came here to demonstrate for the people of Aleppo, who are the children of my city. It's a human issue. Children are dying, women are dying, who are guilty of nothing. It's not a political issue or anything. We are trying to communicate a message to the world, because in general, the Western media doesn't see what is happening. They don't ever see what's happening. Ever. Ever.
Saif says his city is wrapped in a fog of nothingness right now. Of the children covered in dust that make the front pages of Western newspapers or are stored in pictures on his own smartphone, we don't get upset anymore by this. It will happen again tomorrow, Saif says. The people still in East Aleppo include his parents and his sister.
Right now, the situation is that children who are 3 or 4 years old don't know a thing called a banana at all. They don't know what fruit is or what cookies are. They don't know anything.
The siege has intensified in the last 3 months. Last week was particularly brutal, with Russian and U.S. planes conducting attacks, while none of the remaining 250,000 Aleppo civilians are being allowed to leave. On September 19th, a humanitarian aid convoy headed to East Aleppo was bombed, an attack the United Nations has called a potential war crime. Now forces allied with the Syrian regime are amassing for what seems to be a final attempt to take over the eastern part of the city. Saif al-Din acknowledged that for now, there is no escape.
In the current situation, I ask for just medicine and food, enough for everyone. That's it, only that. The rockets, of course, we really hope the rockets will stop, and the bombings. We really hope the bombing stops, but right now, there is an emergency. There are hundreds of injured children and women. We hope that some country in the world will take up this issue and take these injured people and treat them.
Of the 4.8 million Syrians who have fled their country, over 225,000 have made it to Germany. Tens of thousands live in Berlin. The demonstration on Saturday ended at dusk in one of Berlin's squares with almost joyful singing. Away from burning garbage and gunpowder, there were still clouds of cigarette smoke above the protesters. As the music wound down, they called for Aleppo, Halab, in Arabic, over and over again. Those voices and impressions from reporter Thalia Beatty, working on a Fulbright scholarship in Germany.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.